Today I'm going to cover some examples of classical conditioning. I think case studies really, really help when you're trying to get to learn how to use theory. So when I was teaching college, I would use myself examples of my life as case studies for most of the chapters. And interestingly enough, most people can become a sort of case study for a lot of psychological materials and theories. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about your own situations and your own experiences and see if you can relate to how you were classically conditioned. And for those of you who need some more training on classical conditioning, I do have videos that are for sale at the ready. My first video in my HTITM series, which is the Hollytown Integrated Theory Model, Basic 4, which you can find on my website at hollytownpsych.com, is only 14 minutes long. So that is video number 3, I believe. You can take a look, or package number 3 for sale. And it's very, very inexpensive. And in 14 minutes of video, I have had people test to see that have never encountered any information on classical conditioning before, and they were able to go ahead and actually evaluate some of their patterns after watching that 14-minute video one time. So it is very effective. With that said, I'm going to go through some of these examples, and I want you to see how you do as I'm going through the examples. Start off with an easy one. As a college instructor, I got to do a lot of professional development training, and I love that stuff because I'm a super nerd. So one time I went to a conference, and there were two other instructors that were running one of the demonstrations, and they were fantastic. I can't remember which state they were from, so ladies, if you ever run across this video, I apologize. But the way that they trained our group in terms of how they show their students what classical conditioning is all about was just fantastic. They passed out candy, and it was the dipping sticks candy. So it's very sour. You put the little stick into the candy, and you lick it. And in fact, I'm having salivation happen in my mouth just thinking about it. When we were in this training, one of the women was reading from a book, and every time she'd say a specific word, we were supposed to lick this candy, the sour candy, and of course, we would have a physiological response as a result of licking the candy, and that was supposed to pair the word with the physiological response. And at the end of the little, I don't even remember if it was minute or two training or 3-minute training, whatever it was, they had a show of hands to see if they just said the word and we didn't lick the candy, how many of us had the salivation response. And I was one who did. And there were a number of other people. And it's funny because even thinking back, I am salivating, like really salivating right now. When you look at classical conditioning with Pavlov, you have that trained reflex, and salivation is one of our reflexes that can be trained. In the Hollytown Integrated Theory Model, what you'll notice is that I separate out classical conditioning into two subgroups. So Pavlov's theory and Watson's theory are not even, I don't know if I should say not even close, because that's not entirely true, but they're definitely not one and the same. Not all emotions are reflexive. And in fact, you know, you have to wonder exactly how an emotion becomes reflexive if you really want to get into the details of the HTITM. And so when I look at Watson's theory of classical conditioning, the conditioning of emotions, there are different examples. That example that I just gave you was actually for Pavlovian conditioning, Pavlov's classical conditioning theory model, the conditioning of reflexes. Let's get into an example of Watson's. I was working with college students for a number of years, and at one point I was approved to go ahead and do workshops to kind of further my theory with the students after class. They were not mandatory, but a lot of my students chose to come. And if you can imagine this, it was like after a 3-hour class. So I had class from like 6:30 to 9:35 at night. And students would stay after a 3-hour lecture class. Sometimes I would have up to half of the class that would stay. Now, it was a small class, but still up to half of the class is pretty crazy. I mean, who wants to sit after a 3-hour lecture class at 9:35 at night and do more work, right? But this stuff is so fun, so they did. And this one particular group that I worked with was amazing and helped me forward my theory by asking me all kinds of questions and challenging me. So I love that. But one of the students that I met and worked with after this initial group that I worked with, he had a very unique situation. And it was interesting because my theoretical model was already expanding to the point where I was able to help him integrate theories even more effectively. But when we covered classical conditioning and we took a look at his background, what he helped himself see was the actual training of his sexual attraction to men. He was homosexual, and he was abused severely, unfortunately, as a child and very, very young. And what he uncovered was actually that at some point he said the act of the physical abuse, he was raped anally, and the act of that physical abuse at some point, the sex act, actually started to feel good to him. And that angered him. So it's not like he enjoyed the abuse. So there were feelings that were kind of developing in the process of this. But in terms of Pavlovian conditioning, in terms of that, he was becoming attracted to males sexually. And in terms of Watson's theory, it was making him angry that this was happening to him. And he also started to feel, notice the term feel, so that would be classical conditioning according to Watson. He was starting to feel more like he was actually a female. And he started to hang out with his female aunts and whatnot and have conversations with them because he felt like he was more one of the girls because of the physical attacks that were happening on him regularly. So think about that. My God, classical conditioning does actually, I would say, more graduate into the development of feelings that become associated with particular stimulus in the environment. So when you see that happening, you're like, my God, I feel this way. This is just who I am. But your biology was literally trained to make you feel that way. So is that biological? The interesting thing about the Hollytown learning theory, which the HTITM is a more basic model of the Hollytown learning theory. The interesting thing about the Hollytown learning theory, the HTLT, is that I have solved the nature versus nurture argument that's been going on since the beginning of science. I solved that in 2020 during what I call the plandemic, not pandemic. And I did so in my living room, sitting there by myself. All alone, I was like looking up at my ceiling, just going, oh my God, there's the answer. And I've had a number of my students also do that. They'll just sit up and look once you get to a point where you've discovered something amazing using this model. But when I did that, I thought, oh my God, the answer is set in classical conditioning. It's set in classical conditioning. But in order to understand it, you need to be able to process, using the Hollytown learning theory, that our experiences and the way that our body is set up are linked. And I call the way that these things link chain linking. So if you want to learn more, I would start off by taking the online lessons. And these are video lessons. They're absolutely simple. So there is zero reason for you to say, oh, I don't have the time, blah, blah, blah. If you have 14 to 16 minutes to watch videos, you have time to learn this. the experience is life-changing as well. So if you want to learn more, go to hollytownpsych.com. But in the meantime, I want you to look at either examples in your environment, and I want you to break them down using the Hollytown Integrated Theory Model, separating out Pavlovian conditioning and Watson's version of classical conditioning, and not forgetting that special key component in between that has to happen. And of course, that is in more detail in the Hollytown Learning Theory. So if you want more information as well beyond just the videos, I also have a workbook number 1 for sale on Amazon that will help you understand in greater detail classical conditioning through the Hollytown Integrated Theory Model, which is the basic version of the Hollytown Learning Theory. I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope it is making you think. I know that when we challenge ourselves, the world just becomes this really interesting place to be. So I'm going to post some more videos, and I hope you'll watch. Please subscribe and like this video if you got something out of it, and feel free to share.